Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You know what's weird is that you're all about Halloween, and your phone number is 666.
Yes, I know.
Was that planned that way, or just a very spooky coincidence?
It was not planned that way, a definite spooky coincidence.
Interesting. All right, well, we had you on last year talking about a green Halloween, and then we got beaten up by our listeners afterwards. People are very hesitant to adopt green strategies when it comes to their little candy holiday.
Well, you know, I think that, like we said last year, what we're doing is we're putting out hundreds of ideas for, you know, everything from decor to costumes to food to activities. And we're not telling people how to celebrate. We're just throwing the ideas out there. And some ideas will inspire some people, others won't, and other people are coming up with their own ideas. So this is really just about us coming together as a community to create holiday traditions that are still fun, still meaningful for the families, but that children and their parents can feel good about.
What worried me last year was you throw out the ideas and then they get thrown back through your living room window attached to a rock.
We have not heard of a single egging, toilet paper, rock,
right?
Anything else. I mean, if someone out there, you know, has had that experience, we would definitely, I'm sorry to hear that, and we'd love to hear from you, but the opposite is actually happening. We keep hearing people saying, we gave these a try, we were really hesitant and really skeptical, and oh my gosh, you know, the treasures were gone far, far, you know, sooner than the treats. So,
all right.
Again, we're just putting all these ideas out there of things that are different. And what we're finding is that kids are so excited by these things that they think are treasures anyway. I mean, any mom who does laundry knows that you have to empty out your kids' pockets before you do the wash. Why? Because their kids' treasures are inside of there. And what are these? They're little stones and little feathers and little seashells and things like that. So, you know, one of the things that we're suggesting this year for people who are, you know, still feeling a little bit skeptical is to hand out 50% of what you normally hand out, you know, just whatever it is, your normal conventional candy, and 50% of one or more things that we suggest on our site. Give it a try. We're not going to, you know, tell you what those things should be, and see how your kids and how your neighbors respond.
I tell you, I still am skeptical. The first kid I hand a stone to, there's going to be retribution.
Well, again, give them a choice. If you're, you know, see how it works for your family and for your neighborhood, and give them a choice.
Butterfinger or a rock?
Yeah, I'm telling you, give them a choice. We have had to permanently glue and fix these treasures onto this board that we have at these various events because kids are wanting to take them, and they're so interested in these things that we have. And again, we're not telling people that this will work for everybody. We're just saying that for those families that are interested in the alternatives, you know, we're putting some ideas out there.
Is this an environmental initiative or is it a health initiative?
It's both, actually. We define green as being better for people, better for the planet, and better for our communities. So any step forward that people want to make, whether it's because of the epidemic of childhood obesity, because of the epidemic of diabetes, whether it's because of the environmental side, again, we're providing ideas to meet people where they are and where their interests are. So, you know, we have ideas for any and all of the above.
And the ideas are on your website, greenhalloween.org.
They are, yep.